And welcome back to Steelers Nation Radio. I'm Dale Lally of the Washington Observer Reporter and Steelers Radio Network. We have, of course, Teresa Varley sitting in with us today. And Teresa is with Steelers.com and Steelers Digest. And we're pleased to be joined by Mark Bruner, 1995 Steelers first-round draft pick, and played with the team until 2003 before going and finishing his career with the Houston Texans. Came back as a scouting intern and then was hired by the team as a scout in 2010. And you get to order guys like Ike Taylor and Kendall Simmons around, right? That the go no. Have them get you coffee?
No. I wish that was the case. First of all, both those guys being my teammates, I have too much respect for them to ask them to go get me coffee. So I do a pretty good job of getting it myself. It's really neat to have a guy like Ike and a guy like Kendall back here showing some interest and being a part of our scouting internship that we have in training camp. And it makes me think back and reflect upon my experience and how fortunate I was to first of all participate in that, and then how fortunate I was to get that phone call from Kevin asking if that would be something that I would want to do is continue to be a part of the Steelers scouting staff. And I've been extremely fortunate, and I work for the best organization in all football.
You're a unique guy. You've gotten two phone calls from the Pittsburgh Steelers pretty much telling you you have a job. One when you were a player getting that phone call, one when a scout. How did the two calls compare?
Exhilarating. Very exhilarating. And you'll never forget that first phone call. And then on the flip side, I had my first phone call by an organization to tell me that they were going to release me, and that was by the Pittsburgh Steelers as well. So it really shows just how fickle this game can be. But it also shows how unique our organization is, because they obviously saw that I could help contribute to our success, and it makes me feel fortunate that I did get that second phone call, because you never want to end on a bad note. And I have a great group of scouts that I get a chance to work with, and it's really we all have the same focus, and that's finding football players to help us win.
Was that you as a player? And I just talked about this. You know who can play and who can't play. But when you're going out scouting, do you find yourself gravitating? Oh, I want to watch the tight ends, or I want to watch the guys who are blocking, the offensive linemen, those kind of things. Was that the easier part of it, and you had to maybe learn a little bit more about some of the other positions? Or
I think you're exactly correct with that analogy, Dale. It is easy for me, at least I believe I feel I have a pretty good grasp of tight ends. And getting a read on those on that position and those players seemed to come easier for me. Offensive linemen seemed to come a little easier for me. Quarterbacks, I'm still learning. Defensive backs, I'm still learning. Defensive ends, outside linebackers, those were players that I faced. So I feel that learning curve was not as steep. However, as a scout, you learn something new every day. And you find a way to try to accentuate the positives of the players that you're evaluating, because it's easy to find negatives. Everybody has their negatives. So our job as a scout is to find the positives that what they can do, and we communicate that information back to Kevin and Coach Tomlin and Mr. Rooney and the entire room back there, and we try to find the best players and find out what they can do and describe what they can do to help us.
One of the things I was talking with Kendall Simmons, even on the field during practice the other day, and he said getting involved in this taught him how little he sometimes knows about football. He's like, it's amazing. I didn't know so many things. He's like, I'm learning so much. He's like, I can't believe how much I didn't know. Is that kind of the case when you get into scouting? Like, you know, you're talking about these other positions and the different things you need to learn about. Yes, you know the game, you know what they're doing, but the ins and outs.
Teresa, that's a very, very true statement. As a player, you don't realize what goes on in getting that new player to show up for practice that one day. What goes on to get that first-round draft choice, or that sixth-round draft choice, or that seventh-round draft choice. And when I was a player here, I was very interested in the scouting process. So I was always upstairs talking to Mr. Nunn and Phil Kreidler and Mark Gorsak and even talking to Kevin as far as, you know, how do these things come about? And when you become a scout, you really realize just how in-depth you have to be. And we start our evaluation and our analysis in May for that next draft. So in May, I went to a meeting and we were presented with information about next year's draft class, and we've been starting to work on that ever since. And so it's a very lengthy process, and as a player on the inside of the white line, you have no idea what all goes on in the on the back end to bring that player in until you get on the other side of the white line.
Now you of course came to St. Vincent College as a player. You've come here as a team employee in the front office. I'm sure the front office part is much more enjoyable than when you came here as a player.
Well, I talked about which side of the white line. My body feels a whole lot better than I'm on my side of the white line. Very, very much so.
What memories do you have of maybe your first training camp when you came in here? Because that was a different area. You know, was a really good. You're talking about the Blitzburg defense when you came here.
Very much so. And the first memory I have is the dorm that I stayed in with no air conditioning.
Yeah,
and
we stayed all the way in the back.
And the cemetery was on the back side of the door. Yeah.
And you thought sometimes you just wanted to go back there and crawl in.
Yeah, exactly. Is there room for me back there? What's interesting is when you come over that last hill and you come down and they're selling the corn on the right, and those of you that have driven on that road on 30, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. You know that the entrance to St. Vincent is right up there on the left at the stoplight. And I drove out here this morning. And the hair on the back of my neck still stands up when I make that left turn. We are really, really blessed with how well we're treated out here at St. Vincent. You know, the players have amazing football fields to practice on every day. The staff here is just exceptional to us. And the facilities have continued to get better and better each year that we've been out here. So I have very, very fond memories of St. Vincent, and I continue to have those memories even as a member of the front office.
Now, you were part of that, of course, that 1995 team. That was your rookie year. You get to the Super Bowl, and you think, man, we'd like to have won it, but this is pretty easy. We could get there every year.
I couldn't agree with you more. My first year as a player at University of Washington, we were 12-0. We won the national championship. And then my first year as a Steeler, we go to the Super Bowl. And I'll never forget, we won the AFC Championship game, and the next day we were in a meeting with Coach Cowher, and he was discussing some of the logistics of that. And Ron Stark was our punter at the time, and I hope I don't mess this up, but Ron might have been in his 16th or 17th year.
Yeah, he was around for a long time.
Yeah, very much so. Actually, the only member of the Baltimore Colts that was currently playing at the time. I'm serious. And Ron said, "You don't realize how lucky you are." And I'm like, "What do you mean? We're going to the Super Bowl." He goes, "No, this is my first Super Bowl." And for all those years that he played, for him to finally get to the Super Bowl, that was outstanding. But then, you know, a couple AFC championship games later, and we lose. And you know, I go on to Houston, and then the Steelers go and win two. And I'm like, it really is tough to win that darn thing. And that's what my motivation is as a scout, to work that much harder for our organization, to try to find those guys to help us get back and to help us win a ring.
You know, Mark, you talk about Super Bowl teams. Ike was here, and he talked about, you know, the Super Bowl 40, the 43 team, the close bonds you still have with those guys, things like that, the friendships. You're here now with two of your former teammates. You know, what's it like getting back together with those guys? I mean, what's it, you know, sitting up in the dorm at the end of the night? Do you guys sit back, share some stories, talk about the good times?
We do. It's so, to me, this game is so unique because you get to create bonds with people that you would never create, and that bond is really, really unique because you experience things that brings the friendships that much closer, and we do get a chance to catch up and do get a chance to reminisce a little bit. And every year I get a chance to see former teammates. Just recently, Kendrell Bell and Amos Zeroway were here on their practice field. They were involved in the women's
training camp,
fantasy camp, and it was so great to see those guys. And the unique thing about when you catch up with your former teammates is you could not see or talk to them for years, and you see them, and it's like you catch up right where you left off, and you could share stories that you haven't thought of in years. But because you see that person, it sparks a bell, or it sparks something in your mind where you can begin to start sharing those stories.
And all of a sudden, you're 22 again.
You know? Exactly. Yeah, you feel young again. And then you go look in the mirror, and you're like, oh, gosh, who's that old guy?
What does it mean that the Steelers do that? Like, they bring guys back for these types of internships. They bring guys back for events. Really, that family relationship never dies here.
No, it doesn't. And it starts with Mr. Rooney you know, Kevin is so good to our scouting staff, but he's also unique in the way that where he continually wants to bring back former players because he feels they have something to add and could add something to the room. And guys that show an interest and are earnest with that interest, Kevin seems to find the right guys to come back and be a part of the scouting and internship program. And, you know, we're all fortunate because when you have someone that has played the game in any position, they can bring something to the room, which is unique. And seeing the former players and how welcoming our organization is, I mean, if you look and you go downtown Pittsburgh, you see the players from the 70s. And a lot of those guys stayed here. And there's a reason why they stayed here is because they felt comfortable and they felt to be at home. And whenever I get a chance to see Mike Wagner, Mel Blount, or Joe Green, I'm in awe over them because, you know, those guys won 4 Super Bowls in that era. And for them to be able to do that, they really had some unique qualities about them as well as the team. And I continue to try to draw from them just different things that maybe they would want to share and try to find maybe one of those guys. You're never going to find a Joe Green.
I mean, he's unique.
I want to be really clear. And but if Joe can share with me something maybe that I should look for in a defensive lineman that he really felt was a difference maker, then to me that's valuable. That's invaluable for our room.
Well, we want to apologize for all the smoke that's coming out of the fire pit. Blame Kevin Colbert for that. He had his Lord of the Flies fire out
that's
here last
right.
night.
That's all right.
Mark, we will let you get back to doing your scouting stuff. I'm sure you guys are busy this morning, but we appreciate you coming on and look forward to every year to seeing you out here at training camp. I know you live on the left coast and, of course, have a great family. We saw you had your family here the other day.
Yes.
I'm sure that was great for you to have the opportunity to bring your children here and have them see everything that dad gets to do.
Yeah, well, your daughter Allie's here this year in our PR department. She's working with media relations, interning with them for a training camp.
Great.
So what is that like?
I'll tell you, I'm glad you brought that up, Teresa, because as Dale was mentioning my family, I immediately thought of Allie up in the dorm. And it's nice, it's weird, first of all, because my wife sent me a picture of Allie when she was about 2 years old and we were playing on the field when I was a player here. And now I look and my 19-year-old daughter is here directing me what to do. But
telling you, don't be late for this interview this morning,
that's
right?
That's exactly what she said. I'm dead serious. For Bert Lawton in the communications department to open their arms up to allow my daughter to be a part of it, I feel extremely fortunate. And that stems to what Teresa said about the family environment that is created here by our organization. And, you know, my daughter's having a wonderful experience, and I told Bert to work her hard, and she's really embraced this opportunity here. And I'm really excited that she is able to see what I do and what I talk about. Because, you know, you can talk about something, but until that person actually sees it, it's kind of hard to grasp. And the scouts have been more than, you know, welcoming to her and inviting her to dinner with us. And it's funny that we can eat as a scout. We can eat as a scouting group. And she said to me, goes, Dad, like, how many more Italian restaurants can we go to? I said, don't worry. La Trobe has a lot. We're going to be fine, honey.
Well, that is Mark Bruner. We appreciate him coming on with us this morning. Of course, Teresa Varley joining us here as well. And I'm Dale Lally, and you're listening to SNR. We'll be back in just a moment.